Let's talk now with Kurt Sievers, who is Technical Service Manager for Seed Treatments and Inoculants with Verdesian. And they are at the Commodity Classic to talk about takeoff technology. So, Kurt, take off and tell us about it.
Well, takeoff is a really neat technology that Verdesian acquired with one of our initial investments in the businesses that we've put together to build the company. The technology was actually developed at Los Alamos National Laboratory, and what they found out down there was that this stuff works inside the plant, helps the plant actually assimilate nutrients better. So it's not a nutrient protectant or anything like that. It actually works inside the plant. It's not a plant growth hormone either. So it's a different kind of activity than what we see with a lot of the other kinds of products that are on the market out there right now. It works inside the plant, helps with the development or the assimilation of nitrogen, incorporating that nutrient into the crop, and that turns into all the things that plants need. Turns into amino acids and proteins, which helps us develop biomass and roots and all the rest of the things that we need to build that factory to drive yield. So we're seeing some really neat results with the product.
All right, let's get to some specifics. Let's first talk about corn.
Okay, corn. We're seeing in the field trials that we did last year, we saw somewhere in the neighborhood of about a 7 bushel per acre increase on corn. The material can be applied as either a seed treatment, can be applied in furrow, or it can be applied foliar. So we tend to get better activity if we stack the applications on top of one another. So a seed treatment application followed by a foliar application can be applied at the same time as a herbicide or fungicide application. Works real well, and we're seeing some really nice yield increases on corn with that.
Okay, what about soybeans?
Soybeans, this is a neat one because we've incorporated this into a little bit different kind of product application. We've incorporated it into our inoculant products. So we're combining the takeoff technology that helps us with nitrogen and the way the plant uses nitrogen together with a nitrogen factory, if you want to look at it that way, in soybeans. So by incorporating it with the rhizobia that are producing nitrogen for the plant, we're actually helping the plant utilize that nitrogen that the rhizobia is making for the soybean much more efficiently. We've seen some really neat results with this. What we're seeing with the soybean material is we're seeing more nodules, we're seeing more top growth, we're closing the canopy quicker, and we're developing more yield. So last year, on top of the inoculant, if we look at it compared to just a plain soybean inoculant, we're adding another bushel and a half on top of that. So compared to an untreated check, we're looking at somewhere in the neighborhood of 3.5 to 4 bushels over an untreated check or non-inoculated crop. So we're seeing some really neat things. The thing that's really cool about it, though, is the consistency. With most inoculant products, we're seeing a positive response to inoculation about 70% of the time. Last year with the Preside product, we saw a 90% positive response in the field trials that we did across from Ohio to Nebraska, North Dakota, down into southern Illinois. So works just about everywhere, and we've seen some neat results with it on soybeans.
All right, a couple more. Let's go. How about wheat?
Wheat, same kind of thing. We did some really nice work with spring wheat last year. Saw on the average over about 5 different locations across the northern U.S., we saw about a 4 bushel yield increase. Can be applied again as an in-furrow treatment if anybody's doing that on wheat. Seed treatment works really well, and then the foliar application, similar to what we were talking about with corn, so you can tie it in with a herbicide application or fungicide application in wheat as well. Seeing some really nice stuff with it.
All right, also specialty crops, those are becoming kind of more prevalent.
Yeah, we're seeing a little bit of specialty crop building into some different areas. I was talking to a guy that's growing peas in southwest Nebraska, and of course the business that started out with Takeoff originally came out of California, so they've done an awful lot of work on the crops that they grow out there. We're looking at it in the orchard crops, the fruits and nuts that they grow out there, as well as fruits and vegetables and those kinds of things. So it's got an application. It's a system that works in just about any kind of plant that we have out there. So lots of opportunities for us to build this market for us.
All right. So folks, want more information about the takeoff technology, how's the best way to do that?
Well, there's a website, of course, the www.v, as in Victor, lsci.com. And they can check out the information there. There's also information about how they can get a hold of a human if they want to talk to somebody about it in particular. So we're glad to help them out whatever way we can.
All right, Kurt, thanks a lot.
You bet. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Kurt Sievers, who is technical service manager for seed treatments and inoculants with Verdesian, has joined us from Commodity Classic. I'm Ken Rogers.